Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. RSG Geldsaake met Money Web, jou betroubare bron vir sake en beleggingsinsigte.
Die Amerikaanse president Donald Trump is weer in die nuus. Die keer oor 'n ommekeer in sy invoertariewe op motoronderdele. Trump beplan om dele van die 25% tarief te verslap, wat volgens die Withuis daarop gemik is om werkgeleenthede in die Amerikaanse motorbedryf te hou. Daar was natuurlik ook klagtes dat die tariewe die invoer van motoronderdele na Amerika die bedryf daar onder druk sit weens die hoë kostes. Ek gesels nou met René Mutilal van NAKAM, dis die vereniging van onderdeelvervaardigers, oor wat hierdie skuif vir Suid-Afrikaanse vervaardigers van motoronderdele kan beteken. René, how significant is the US market for South African automotive component exports at the moment?
Tienus, evening. Thanks for having me. The US remains a really significant market for both components and vehicles that are exported in there. And I think the announcement that has come out overnight on how President Trump intends to deal with tariffs related to automotives is at least some positive sign that there is a softening of the view on imported content into U.S. assembled vehicles. But by and large, South African exporters of vehicles still remain at significant risk, and that on its own is not necessarily a good thing for component manufacturers.
So is this significant risk that you're talking about contained in the 10% tariff that will stay? How are we affected by that? Is it still profitable to export the parts to the US?
So components going into the US from non-originating US, Canada, and Mexico content will still have tariffs applied to them. All it simply means is that the administration in the US has recognized that it takes approximately 2 years or more to fully localize any supply chain. And he's effectively built in a period that says, well, for our vehicle assemblers that are producing in the US, we will give them this time to adjust. In terms of profitability for component manufacturers going into the US, that all depends really on how much their customers are willing to pick up in terms of additional cost. The cost is not borne by the South African manufacturer, it's borne by the customer in the US, and how quickly they could potentially change to source in the US.
So the talk is always, let's look at other markets. How important is it for the South African component manufacturers to diversify these export markets in light of this uncertainty that exists in the USA? Maybe we should also start looking at electric vehicles.
Interestingly enough, I mean, you talk about electric vehicles. Some of the components coming out of South Africa are actually going into electric vehicle plants in the US. But to your general point, I do think it is quite important that South Africa continues on a strategy of diversifying its export markets. But let's not take away from the fact that the U.S. has traditionally been a strong market. AGOA has been a significant driver of trade and production of South African vehicles and components. And it's just not South Africa. Our neighboring countries in Africa are also part of these value chains. So the impact is not just on South Africa. It's on the wider African industrialization agenda.
Does it mean job losses immediately, or are we trying to survive this?
I think job losses immediately not the case, simply because, like I said earlier, it's unlikely that customers can, within a short space of time, cancel immediate orders. And President Trump has effectively said it's giving the U.S. Vehicle manufacturing community the two-year period to adjust. So in the immediate short term, it is not likely that there's an immediate job loss that can be pointed to the loss of the U.S. market. Those contracts will continue to run out. But what does it effectively mean is if we don't get a level of certainty in the coming months, South Africa's value proposition over the long term is impacted, and future contracts and investment decisions are likely to be negatively impacted, and then you could see job losses coming through significantly.
Baie dankie Renay, dit was Renay Mosilal van Nakam, hulle is die vereniging van onderdeelvervaardigers hier in Suid-Afrika, gesels oor Amerikaanse invoertariewe op motoronderdele en wat dit vir Suid-Afrikaanse uitvoerders kan beteken.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoeie elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoeie, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.